Radio.com.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
This is 4 Radio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams.
Good morning and welcome to 4 Fitness Empowerment Call. This is Marie Waldrop, and we're having on our guest today, Tammy Marie. And before we introduce Tammy Marie, I would like to open up in prayer. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the things that you've done for us and the things that you're going to do. Lord, we give you all the praise, honor, and glory in your holy name. Amen. Tammy, are you there?
I'm here. Hi.
Hey there. Thank you for coming.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Why don't you start by telling us a little bit about yourself?
Okay. Well, I'm a mom of 4. I was married for about 25 years. We were military, did a lot of traveling, lived in Japan for about 6 years, have always been into fitness. I was originally a dance teacher and gymnastics coach for competitive gymnastics, and going through college as a dance major, I decided to take some electives like bodybuilding since I had nutrition and anatomy and things that went with my major, and it just got me sort of hooked on the physical fitness part of the body instead of just the athletic part. And so I just continued to further my knowledge with that. About 15 years ago, after being a trainer for about 15 years and still teaching dance and coaching gymnastics with my children, because I have 3 daughters, so they all did everything, I decided after finding out I had celiac that I had to make some food changes if I wanted to continue to live a healthy, normal life. So back then, about 15 years ago, there was no gluten-free food being sold. In fact, most people had no idea what it was. So I started making everything from scratch. I had to buy a mill, an electric mill, and grind all of my rice to make rice flour because you couldn't buy rice flour either. And so I started making things from scratch, a lot of failures, learning how to put things together with rice flour to make it rise or keep it sticky because, you know, the gluten in flour, regular wheat flour, is what makes it sticky. So it's a protein, and I had to compensate some things. But I learned how to survive and became healthier, actually, without the enriched wheat flour in my system. Found out that all 4 of my children had it about 8 years ago and had to switch them over. So I've made some food changes. But over the last probably good 10 years, food has become such a real awakening for me that I wanted to find out more about it and the science behind it, because we're all different genetically. We're all different blood types. We're all different, you know, food intolerances, allergies. And it just really gave me some enlightenment on the reason why one diet does not work for every person in this world and why we have so many people discouraged with their bodies. And so I just really started to personalize things for people, and I saw it working. I saw women starting to lose weight, to start feeling better about themselves. I also started competing in natural fitness about 5 years ago, which was a dream of mine. And I was in my mid-40s when I started, so I was not a young spring chicken. After four children and everything, I decided, okay, it's time to compete. It was a goal, and it became a real challenge because of the amount of work I had to put into doing that and the time without having the right knowledge. So then again, I started to research natural bodybuilding and learning how to get people on stage the right way and not the hard way or too easy of a way as far as drugs and testosterone and steroids. I believe in none of that. I compete naturally. The two shows I host now a year, we compete naturally. I test my athletes. We do a polygraph the night before. We do a urine test the day of if they place first or second. Everything I do, I believe in natural. I don't believe in food replacements. I do believe in supplements and vitamins, but I don't believe in enhancing your muscle with drugs. And so it's really given me this incentive to empower other women and even men now into natural fitness because you're going to live longer. You learn how to eat. It's a life change. It's not just about competing for me. It's about watching people transform, whether they ever compete or not, seeing their attitudes transform, seeing their self-esteem go up because of who they're becoming by their transformation. And it's empowering for just me to watch and watch these transformations. And I love it. It's my passion. I would not rather be doing anything else in my life right now.
Well, I know that you're a very inspirational person in my life, and I enjoy watching the growth of all that you're doing. And I don't know, I just think you're an incredible person and really awesome. And I appreciate all that you do.
Wow, thank you. That's probably the best compliment I could ever get. You know, that's just who I want to be. I want to inspire women. I think this world has enough discouragement in it. And I don't know, I love watching women transform and become better moms, become better wives, become better, you know, leaders in their society. I feel like if women could encourage and empower other women more, you know, it'd be such a great community. I don't know. It's my passion. I've never been a jealous person even to per se like, oh, I think that woman's much more prettier or that woman. I think we're all beautiful. And I think we all have this thing inside of us that just some of us need help. You know, sometimes it takes us taking another woman by the hand and saying, you can do this. You know, I was very blessed by being self-motivated, and I give a lot of that glory to God because I've always had him to lean on, and I've always turned to him for my faith and my, you know, whether it was discouragements or even the glory, I've always given it to him. But I think we have a lot of women in our society that don't know how to find that naturally, either because of their past life, you know, whether they've been in abusive relationships growing up or they just didn't have a parent encouraging them. I had a very great mom who encouraged me in everything we did. I mean, even when we didn't think we could do it, she said, you can do this. And so I was very, very blessed with that situation. But I know a lot of women I talked to today, they have not been blessed with that situation. And so Yeah, and so that's what I'm here for. I want to encourage. I want to tell these women, you can do this. You know, do not give up. You know, life is short. You can do this. You've got this, you know, and I think it takes being accountable sometimes for us to stay on track too. And so I try to be that accountable person for them. I try to be the one that says, you know, contact me daily. If you have a question, contact me. I can't always get to you in the matter of the second that you contact me, but I will do my best to get back to you today, you know, like.
Right.
And I've learned.
That's important. That's so important for like you said, a lot of the women today, they've never had that kind of support. So with you being there to support them like you do, that's very encouraging to them to help keep them motivated and to keep them accountable for what they do to help them with their lifestyle change.
Yeah, I believe that too. And it's neat because I don't just empower these women, I make friends. And, you know, we're lifelong friends. We're, you know, sometimes I hear their stories about things, and a lot of times they hear my stories because I'm a great talker. But I just think the bonding, you know, is important. It's not just that I'm their coach or their trainer. I'm their friend. And that to me is what it's all about, is being that basis for them to rely on. You know, because of the discouragements in their lives, or maybe someone betrayed them or what have you. I want to be more than just the coach. I want to be that person who, like you said, inspires them. They know they can come to me and I'm going to say, you got this. You know, do not give up. I don't care what the world is telling you. I know what's in you. And my God's bigger than anything. You know, like,
Amen.
I can do all things through him. And I'm here to prove it.
And that's one thing that I have learned about you, that you are there for anybody, and no matter what time of day it is, you know, you'll always answer back as soon as you can. And if they have a question,
all hours of the night, Marie. You're never sleeping.
Yeah, I know, right?
I think that's been my biggest thing with you, is get rest. You've got to get rest.
Yeah, that's one thing that you did always tell me. You need sleep. You can't lose weight if you don't sleep.
Right. Well, and I know my mind goes constantly too, and I probably lack a lot of sleep. But so I should probably practice what I preach. But seriously, you know, our bodies do need rest. And, you know, we need a balance. It's all about balance. It's not about being extremist in whatever you're doing all the time. It's about balance. It's about backing up sometimes and just taking that time for you. And I encourage women, just relax. You know, it's going to happen, and be anxious in nothing, right? Take your time and enjoy the process. It's such a process. Life is a process anyway. But, and I don't have that transformation thing where I can tell you, oh, I've lost 100 pounds. My transformation came from my own emotions. It came from being a military spouse and pouring into my spouse all the time, and four children, constantly being with four children, and homeschooling part of the time, and, you know, teaching dance, and all the things I did when I decided, hey, I need some time for me. And I, right, in my mid-40s, backed up a little to take that time. I went through the emotions of feeling guilt and taking time away from my family, even to the point where it was very hard on my spouse. We divorced. And it was, I don't know if it was just because he was always used to me being there, which I still was there, but it was a transformation I took. And it was an awakening for me to see some things in my life that I was selfless. I gave more of myself away than I was taking to be happy. And so for me, I was a very lonely, sad person. Even though I looked like a great mom and a great spouse and I did everything that made everybody happy, inside I was not happy. And that's my transformation. That's my transformation that took me to a place where I said, I need to get other women to feel this, because I wasn't feeling it. And when I finally got a hold of what it felt like to be happy with me, I wanted to share it with everyone. And that's what inspired Iron Angels. That's what got me to start an organization that said, I need to help other women do this, whether it's through a weight loss, whether it's through, you know, something traumatic in their life that's happened, whether it's through their own guilt of, you know, whether it's they don't have time because they're the mommy and the wife and the do-all. I've got to teach these women that life has more to it than all that self-sacrifice. You can have some time for yourself, too, and you can be happy. And you can become a better person that way.
That is so true, because a lot of women, being mothers, they tend to be, you know, the do-it-all, excuse me, so like I'm losing my voice, but they tend to take care of everybody and everything except themselves, and so they find themselves not happy. And when you take time for yourself and to do things for yourself, then you do find that happiness.
Well, even if it's an hour a day, you know, whether it's to meditate, whether it's to work out, I got my meditation through my workouts. I got my endorphin release through my workouts. That was my high. You know, and that's so important to do that, to just take that little bit of time to breathe. And, you know, you're going to, I lost friends. When I started working out, I had friends that thought, oh, who is she? She's better than we are. And it wasn't about that. I was there to help them too. You know, I was there encouraging them. Come on, go to the gym with me. Let's go for a walk. Let's go for a run. You know, everyone has choices. And if you choose not to do that, no one can make you do it, right? No one can make you do anything. And, you know, especially working out, because you're inflicting pain on your body. I'm not going to lie to you. I own a gym. I'm selling people memberships to come in and inflict pain on their body. That's not an easy thing. You know, people are like, oh, I'd rather sit at home and watch a movie and eat popcorn. Of course you would. I would too. But I also want to live longer. I also want to be happier. I want to look good. I want to be able to go to the store and buy something and look good in it. You know, I am not going to tell you again, you know, I've never been big and overweight, but I have been pregnant 4 times. And I remember crying because I was bigger and not feeling it, you know, like, oh God, I'm so out of shape. We all go through it. You know, we've all gone through depression stages in our lives. We all have gone through being on a high of happiness. And I just want to stay on that high of happiness. And there's no reason we can't. You know, there isn't. Yeah. There's just, but it's our choice. And that's what I'm trying to do is encourage these women to make a choice of being happy.
Right. Well, let us take a commercial break and then we'll come back to that.
Okay.
ForRadio.com.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at HigherAscent.com.
ForRadio.com.
Okay, Tammy, are you there?
I'm here. Yeah, hi.
Welcome back.
Hola.
I think we were talking about you'd got depressed before when you were pregnant and everything. I think that's where we left off.
Yeah, it's that whole transformation of going through the gaining of weight and trying to lose it on your own. And, you know, whether it's pregnancy that causes it or depression that causes it or just maybe not having knowledge, you know. That's one of the biggest things I see is women and men not having the knowledge of how to get fit. And it's not a bad thing. I mean, I'm not a doctor and I'm not a nurse, so I couldn't tell you how to do that job. It's one of those things that unless you're trained in it, you don't know. You know, I can't be an English school teacher, you know, unless you're trained in it. And so that's my job is to try to help people learn.
Well, I think that was has always been a big issue for me because I never was, you know, give the proper guidance in nutrition and exercise and different stuff like that. And then, of course, you know, I did have the depression and then a lot of the medications I take, too, and I just started putting on the weight.
Well, and medications do that. They'll cause some metabolic damage, which makes it really hard for a person to stay on track, even if they're eating right. You know, sometimes that metabolic damage will not allow you to lose the weight you need to, or, you know, because it changes everything about your body. Medications can be very harsh, and I think that, you know, if you think about it, our moms, they didn't really go to a gym, right? This stuff is just pretty much started happening in our generation, where we're like, oh, let's go work out. Let's, you know, get fit. When our moms were our age, they were smoking cigarettes. They were, I don't think gyms were really evolved. You know, like they had them, but people were not into it. And so, yeah, things have changed. I will be starting a website. It'll be a paid website coming out next month for Iron Angels. If a woman wants to join it, it'll be, you know, a certain amount a month, but every week we'll have a new workout plan on there for the week. We'll have food preparation on there and recipes to help women who are, you know, around the United States that don't know me personally and can't talk to me personally. They can go on the website. They can get information. They can do their workouts at home if they want. There will actually be two different workouts. Sharon Marie Madison, she's one of my Iron Angels. She'll be doing more of a functional training workout, and I'll be doing more of a weight workout. So there will be two workouts to choose from weekly. There will be gluten-free recipes on there as well as regular recipes. And it's something we'll be kicking off in September, and we'll be making it known on our website. And so there will be a link that you can connect to the fitness website with it. So there's some things we're really trying to put out there to empower more women into fitness without being able to actually talk to them.
Right. And I think that's really awesome. And if there's anybody that don't know you, I encourage them to go to that website because you really know your stuff and do a really good job.
Thank you. The website that they can catch the link on will be the IronAngelsAndBeast.com website, and those two words are plural. So if, you know, if they're not on Facebook with us, they can go check out the website, and we'll have a link attached to that as soon as that is up and running. It's being worked on right now, so I'm guessing within the next 2 weeks it should be up and going.
Oh, that is awesome.
Thank you. And we'll be at the Arnold this year, too, so if anyone's in Ohio, in Columbus, in the beginning of March, come say hi. We'll have a booth there.
That's awesome.
Are you coming, Marie? Can you come? Do I get to finally meet you in person after how many years?
Yeah, it's been a long time, right?
Yeah, it has. And you're such a sweetheart. Like when I use you so much, I brag about you all the time to people that they don't even know you, but they know your name. So that's all that matters.
Well,
like, oh my gosh. Yeah. But you've done some great things. Talk about inspiring women. I mean, look at you. You wear a crown now.
Yes,
who would have guessed, I'm like, who would have guessed the lady I started helping with food plans 3 years ago, 2 years ago, whatever it's been, is now like this queen? You are. You're like in a crown on everything I see. I'm like, she's a queen.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you.
We lose you, Marie. Hi, this is Maria, your producer, Marie. How are you?
I'm good.
You there? Tammy, it's so great to have you on the show. We do have some callers that have called in, so if they would like to speak to you, just press 1, and Tammy will be more than happy to answer any of your questions. And I wanted to go back, actually, because I had a question, Tammy. There are a lot of doctors out there that I'm learning, because I've stayed out of the medical field for a long time. Recently, I've just gone to the doctor, and it's amazing that they don't even examine you anymore. They just pretty much are drug dealers, and they put you on drugs. You were speaking about the minute I started taking these medications, the weight went on at 4 pounds a week. Now, if I'm done with these pills. So if you have people that are being prescribed medication that they have to take, do you alter their way of working out because of the medication?
Well, I've had to alter food, actually. I still always say, you know, work out, because making that lean muscle mass helps burn body fat. But as far as the food goes, I've had to really adjust a lot of my clients' food plans. for example, I had one girl who was given the HCG drops, and it was to up her metabolism, but as soon as she stopped taking them, she started putting on weight. And so when I got a hold of her, we got her losing, and then she became very stagnant. And there were things I had to pull out that you just, even rice, I mean, there were simple sugars I had already pulled out. But, I mean, we just, it took, sometimes I feel like I'm, you know, pulling the hair out of my head trying to get these plans just right for that person. But we got it to work. But sometimes it's just certain foods don't go with certain medications, and it's the weirdest thing. Or sometimes another medication will counteract this medication. And because I'm not a doctor and I'm not, you know, a pharmacist, and I don't know about all these prescription drugs, it's a guessing game sometimes for me. And I, you know, I'm just as discouraged as they are sometimes, like, okay, we got to get this. I won't sleep till I get this to work for you. And, but you're right. You're absolutely right.
What happened with us.
Say that again, Marie.
That's what happened with me. And Tammy working with me, I just become where I couldn't go anywhere else. I mean, it was like I was still doing everything she told me to, and then I would gain 2 or 3 pounds, and then I would lose 2 or 3 pounds, and I would gain it back.
Yeah. And a lot of times these drugs hold water weight, and that's the thing. It's not necessarily you're gaining fat. You're just water retention, and you know, Marie's ankles would swell. And, like, right at the beginning of the food plan, she was able to come off the and I don't know, do you care if I share the two medications you came off of, Marie? High blood pressure and the diabetic? Just from the food change. But then after about a year and just different medications being added alters all that for us. Because everything you're putting in your body, it's creating the cells that are making your body. And that's the hardest thing, and it screws with metabolism sometimes, and it doesn't make me happy, but, you know, there's things I can't overdo when it comes to a doctor. I have to know that that doctor is in charge, and I can only help. I can't control it, so
exactly.
Sometimes discouraging.
Well, Marie, you have about 2 minutes, so go ahead, and Tammy, I just want to say thank you for joining us, and again, if anybody wants to ask a quick question, they need to press 1 quickly. And if not, then Marie, go ahead. You can go ahead and start closing out.
Well, I just want to say, Tammy, it was a pleasure to have you on, and maybe you can come back on again sometime again in the future. I'd love to have you back.
Thank you. Thank you. And we just had a gal named Tamara Savino that I just have to mention her because she wrote on your For Fitness that she's on the call, and she's thanking us because she's excited about these calls, and what you guys are doing is awesome for all women, and I just appreciate the invitation, and I appreciate the two of you so much.
You go ahead and give everybody your website address again, Tammy.
Okay, it is ironangelsandbeast.com. And I'm getting messages on my phone. Michael McCurran's listening to us too. These guys are great. Thank you. I love you all. So it's just ironangelsandbeast.com. That's our website. It's for both men and women. Once we get the women's site up and running, we'll then, of course, start a men's site. But I do work with both men and women. It's not just about women. I've noticed in the last couple of years that men are in the same boat we are. So I love it. I love inspiring people.
Well, again, I want to thank you for coming on and all that you shared with us, and thank you for being a great inspiration. And I guess now I'll close out with a prayer, and hopefully we'll have you on again in the near future.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, we thank you for Tammy Marie, we thank you for this show today. We thank you for all those that have listened. Lord, we give you all the praise, honor, and glory for all you do. In your holy name, amen.
ForRadio.com.